In this next lesson, we will be focusing on the subject of chakras. You may have heard this word chakras. You may know what they are. You may not know what they are at all. They are energy centers in the body that pertain to certain areas of the body, some of them physical and some of them not physical. You may have heard that there are seven chakras. We will say that there are more than seven chakras, but we will teach you only about the first eight right now. Your first chakra is called your root chakra. It is located exactly where your perineum area is located. Some will say the bottom of your spine, but technically this is where you will feel it. When you are in meditation and you are opening up your root chakra, you may feel a slight sensation in the perineum area. That is how you know your root chakra is opening. Your root chakra is related to the physical world. It is connected to your bottom elimination organs, as well as your legs and your feet. It is your grounding in this world. It is also your physical health. Your physical health is located in the root chakra. The other areas of subject that are located in the root chakra are your childhood, your unconscious mind, your past lives, anything that is childhood and before. All of that exists within the root chakra. You can access it there. For now, there is nothing to do with that. We only want to teach you about what each chakra holds for you from a basic standpoint. The root chakra is red in color, a deep ruby red. Your root chakra also helps you to manifest in this world. It helps you to birth your creations. Yes, it helps you to birth your babies as well. That is one physical function that the root chakra helps you with. But it is not limited to the physical function of childbirth. Your root chakra is also responsible for the manifestation of all of your creations. If you can think it, if you can gestate it, you can birth it in the root chakra. So you manifest money here in the root chakra. You manifest anything that you create in this area. It must come through here first, and then it is open in the physical world for you to do what you need to do physically to make it happen, putting your feet on the ground, so to speak. So the root chakra is quite important to your physical health and to your creations and manifestation on the earth. It is also responsible for your grounding on the earth, your ability to physically walk around, to physically pick things up with your hands. Your second chakra. Your second chakra is located where your reproductive organs are. This is known as your pleasure chakra, as well as your creative chakra. It is where you create everything. And again, not just children. Yes, we create children in the second chakra, male or female. This is the area that you do that. It is also where you gestate and create any other creative pursuits. Again, if you can think it, you can create it. The second chakra is an orange color. It is a very deep orange color. It is also associated with pleasure and joy, these feelings you have when doing something that you quite like. The root chakra is red in color, and the second chakra is a deep or bright orange color, but a deep orange color. So it is responsible for your feelings and your emotions, aside from pleasure and joy. So you will also store all of your other emotions here in the second chakra. Sadness, anger. If you have an emotion, you will store it in the second chakra. The other things stored in the second chakra are your connection to others, your relationships. The second chakra has sort of your attachments to those that you love. So yes, those that you love in a romantic way, but also those that you love in a familial way, as well as a friendship way. So if you love someone, friendship, relationship, family, you are connected to them here in the second chakra. They live here in a way. Your emotions live here in a way. Your second chakra is also responsible for any sort of entities that are created by yourself. And what we mean by entities in a simplistic way is an entity can be created if an emotion is created or a destructive behavior is created. Something will have to hold it. And so an entity will hold it, simply meaning a body of consciousness. That is all we mean by that. So you will hold your bodies of consciousness here that are created, especially if you do not pay attention to them. They will sit here and wait for you to come back and pay attention to them. Destructive behavior also exists in the second chakra. Addiction exists in the second chakra. If you have a destructive behavior that can be considered addiction or obsession, your second chakra will hold it for you. Meditating helps you to begin to clear out both the root chakra and the second chakra. Clearing these areas out allow you to create a foundation for the higher chakras that we will begin to speak about in a moment. Creating a clear space for you to create new relationships to spirit. So you will spend a great deal of time clearing your chakras and creating room, just as you would if you had a creative room that you needed to clear out physically so that you could fill it up with the things that you would create your next endeavors with. The second chakra is no different. All right, the third chakra, also known as your solar plexus. It is a bright yellow in color, and we like to say yellow like the sun. It is the largest chakra you have in your body, and it is located in your stomach area, above your belly button, all the way up to your sternum. This is your solar plexus, or your third chakra. It is responsible for your power, the way that you hold yourself in the world, and also the way you hold yourself with others. When you stand in front of someone and you have an interaction where you do not agree and there is a bit of a power struggle, you will feel a pulling in your third chakra, in your stomach. It is also where you will feel butterflies in your stomach. It is where we begin to interact with others. The solar plexus also holds your mental capabilities. So we understand that this is not where your head is. Yes, no, it is not. But it is where you store your mental thoughts. The way that you think about the world, the way that you think about others, will sit there in the third chakra. And then when you go to engage with others, that is when it will come alive, it will open. Back to this issue of power. We are not speaking of the power where one is trying to take it from another, or you are trying to be more powerful. We are speaking of true power, empowerment. Empowerment exists in your solar plexus. You hold yourself and your empowerment in your solar plexus as you walk through the world. It is something that others will feel from you. When you stand in front of them, when you walk through a room, others will fear if you are utilizing your power in your third chakra. If you are not utilizing that power, others will feel that as well. It is your instinctual chakra, the one that allows you to cope and communicate with the world, and also how to navigate the world. You will navigate in this area. So you will notice if you have a stomach ache, a lot of times you will also have a headache. because your mental capabilities exist here. They coexist together. What is in your solar plexus is also in your head. If you are wanting to heal stomach issues, if you have stomach issues, again, you will notice you may have headaches that accompany that. Heal your solar plexus and you will heal both your stomach and your head. You will build strength here, strength and power in your solar plexus. It is where you hold your energy. Aside from holding your power here, it is also where you will hold others. If you are managing others, if you are teaching others, your solar plexus will get quite large. It will expand in order to hold your class or hold the people that you are managing. It is a way to create a resonance with others. So resonance also exists in your solar plexus. For now, in your meditative practice, you will learn to build power. You will learn to clear the solar plexus of any unwanted false power issues, any unwanted false mental thoughts that no longer serve you. And then we will start to create space there for you to hold others. If you are a manager of some kind, if you own your own company, you manage others, or you are wanting to, or you are wanting to teach a class of some kind, building your solar plexus is quite important to being able to hold space and resonance with your reality and with the people you are managing or teaching. Your heart chakra. It is located exactly where you would think, right in the center of your chest. Your physical heart is over to the left a little more, but your heart chakra is right in the center. And it is an emerald green in color. We will say that the heart chakra also has smaller chakras on either side of it, one to the right and one to the left. But you will focus on the one large chakra in the middle, the heart chakra. It being emerald green in color, it balances the rest of your chakras. The heart chakra is where you give and also where you receive all things. Love, yes, but not only love. It is also where you give and receive money, give and receive energy between yourself and others. It is where you relate to others. When you can relate to someone else's story, relate to someone else's experience, it is your heart chakra that is holding that relationship. So where your second chakra holds the relationship in terms of emotion, your heart chakra holds the relationship or the relation to other things as a place of balance. It is also known as the healing chakra. Your heart chakra will emit energy into your hands when something needs healing or something needs energy given to it. Sometimes it will just happen. You may have already felt this. As you meditate and grow your heart chakra, you will begin to learn to hold space for your relationships, hold space to relate to other people and their experiences. You can hold compassion here. It is also the compassion chakra. You will feel empathy for others, but not sympathy. Sympathy is more of a negative feeling that you will have there in the heart chakra. And sympathy makes you want to do for others, where empathy helps you to feel for them, but not necessarily take responsibility for them. So the heart chakra will either in its negative sense make you want to take responsibility for others in a way that is not healthy for you, or it can teach you to take responsibility for yourself and to relate to another, but not take on a responsibility that does not belong to you. So it is your relation chakra, your balance chakra. and your healing chakra. As you focus on it in meditation, you may feel it begin to emit energy just into your hands or even into your safe, using this chakra to expand, holding more love and more energy first and foremost for yourself. Your throat chakra, located right in your throat, the center of your throat. It is blue in color, a deep sapphire blue. Your throat chakra gives you the ability to communicate with your reality. It also gives you the ability to communicate with your spiritual reality. It is not only to communicate with the physical world and the people. It is also where you will hear spirit. You will hear guides, your higher self in this area, and then it will register what they have said. So working with your throat chakra allows you to open up to both communication with others, communication with yourself. That is also a very important part of communication. You want your throat chakra to be able to communicate well with your body, to receive messages, giving your body the right messages, your mind the right messages, and your spirit the right messages. So you will hear communication a certain way in the throat chakra. What happens when your throat chakra is blocked in some way? You will have a hard time communicating. You will have a hard time hearing what others are saying to you. You will have a hard time hearing spirit. Opening up the throat chakra allows that communication chakra to open up in all ways. Sapphire blue being the color. Moving up. In the center of your forehead, the center bottom of your forehead is your third eye or your sixth chakra. This is where you culminate your dreams. It is indigo in color, so a deep purplish blue. So taking the color of the throat chakra and adding a deep purple to it, almost like the night sky, but a little more purple in its hue. This is the dreamer's chakra. All of you have a dreamer inside of you. It is also where you have visions. The visions that you create, but also the visions that are shared with you by spirit. At first, you may not know the difference between visions that are given to you by spirit or your higher self, or visions that are created by your own mind. What is important for you to know is that both are created here, and vision is most important to healing. It is also imagination. Your imagination exists within the third eye, within the sixth chakra. As you learn to visualize more and deeper with your meditative practice, your ability to create vision, create dreams becomes greater. When a sixth chakra is imbalanced, one may have no vision at all or too many visions and too many negative visions. If you are having an influx of negative visions, we will say that your ego is playing a bit of a game with you, and you may want to learn more about the ego in order to combat that. However, just doing the chakra clearing, doing the chakra meditation and working with your third eye, clearing it out, creates a space for you to envision for yourself and a space for your guides and your higher self to envision with you. To envision with you. It is quite a powerful chakra. It is very powerful. Physically, it also determines your dreams. The dreams that you have at night when you are dreaming. So yes, spirit has a hand in that, of course they do. But your dreams are projected here at night when you are dreaming. It is also the area that the center of your brain, your pineal gland and your pituitary gland function. So your third eye is responsible for the function of your pituitary and your pineal gland. So if you are looking for physical healing, working with your third eye is also quite powerful to stimulate these bodily functions, stimulate the hormone that is there to then stimulate healing for the body. Your crown chakra, right in the center of your crown and a little bit above your crown, is where your crown chakra exists. Your crown chakra also physically has to do with the brain and your pineal gland. It is violet in color, a very light, light violet, almost white, but not quite. This is your antenna to your higher self, your antenna to spirit, to your guides, where your root chakra can be extended out to ground you in the physical world. Your crown chakra can extend out to create an antenna to connect with the spirit world. It will never really root there the way that the root chakra can with the physical world, because spirit is infinite. However, you will find that you have a connection to the divine infinite intelligence, or God, goddess, as well as your guides and your higher self, if you work with this crown chakra, allowing it to extend upward, upward, to bring in and begin to bring in that relationship with the higher dimensions that you may be wishing to have a connection with. We also call it the teacher. The crown chakra is also the teacher. You have an inner teacher in each one of your chakras, but particularly your third eye and your crown chakra. This is where your spirituality, your connection to spirit, can bring you wisdom and information that you do not otherwise have on your own. So you bridge the gap between mental awareness and spiritual awareness in the crown chakra. Working with it will allow these two things to become quite compatible, to begin to create wisdom for yourself and possibly for others. And with that, we will move directly into the first chakra clearing. To this day, we will say that our Chanu, this was the first type of meditation she ever engaged in, and to this day, it is still the most powerful. Doing a chakra clearing in the morning and also at night, it will create clarity for your day. It will also create an influx of energy and a sense of peace that will carry you throughout your day and also into your dreams. You can use this particular meditation to put yourself to sleep. You can also use it when you wake up. When you wake up, to start your day off right. So just as you may exercise your body in the morning, this is an exercise for your spirit and your mind.